Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, Mom, guess what? You'll never believe it.
Why don't you try me and see?
Well, Teddy Haskell, wasn't that something? I didn't even believe when I heard it.
Hey, baby, you didn't tell her yet, did you?
No, I was just going to tell her.
Yeah, well, let me tell her. Hey, Mom, you'll never believe it.
Beaver just told me that. What won't I believe?
It's Eddie Haskell. He left home.
Left home?
Yeah. He wasn't getting along with his parents, so he just moved right out and got a room of his own.
At his age?
Yeah, he can afford his own place. He's got a job working after school and on weekends.
Boy, Eddie Haskell. Imagine somebody ringing his doorbell and saying they'd like to speak to the man of the house. And he'd say, that's me. Boy.
I'm going to go call Lumpy.
And I'm going to go along and listen.
Hi there.
Hi.
What are you looking so thoughtful about?
Boys just told me Eddie Haskell left home. He's living by himself in a rented room.
Well, that is quite a bombshell.
Just hope it doesn't give Wally any ideas.
Well, you know the historical precedent. Virginia left first, then the rest of the colonies followed.
Oh, you're a big help. Beaver, I don't understand why you keep tearing all the buttons off your clothes. I thought you were beyond that tree-climbing age.
Oh, I am, Mom.
Well, how do these things happen?
Well, you know how it is with big guys, Mom. You're standing there talking, and then you shove some guy, and he shoves you back. And the next thing you know, you're losing buttons.
Shoving's always been harder on buttons than trees.
Well, Beaver, next time you're shoving big guys around, you try to be a little more careful, will you? Here you go.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, June, I forgot to tell you, I ran into Eddie Haskell's father downtown today.
Oh, what do you have to say?
Well, he's very disappointed in Eddie.
You mean Eddie's moved back home?
Beaver, your mother finished your sweater, didn't she?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, there really isn't much to it. It seems that Eddie and his parents had some differences, and as Mr. Haskell says, they seldom meet Eddie head-on if they can help it, Eddie being such a sensitive child.
Mr. Haskell said that?
Well, parents don't always see their children the way other people do. Anyway, they figure this job of Eddie's went to his head, and they hope that if he's out on his own for a while, paying his own grocery bills and rent, that maybe he'll get all out of his system and move back home again.
Well, I'm relieved to hear that. I wondered if any parents would let a boy walk out just like that, even if the boy's Eddie.
Well, they hope it'll be a good lesson for him.
Warren, maybe you should sound Wally out, see what his reaction is.
Now, look, dear, the only thing on Wally's mind right now is finishing high school and getting into college.
I hope so. Warren, did boys leave home and rent rooms of their own when you were this age?
No, they ran away to sea and came back as millionaires.
Suppose it's too late for you to try this, huh?
I'm afraid so.
Hey, Wally, dinner's ready.
Okay. Oh, boy, I'm starved.
Lumpy's eating dinner over here? How come?
I was invited.
You invited him? What's the matter, Wally? You owe him a free dinner or something?
Well, look, I'll pay you for the food if it'll make you any happier. Don't be such a wise guy. Wise guy.
Clarence, would you like more potatoes?
Thanks, Mrs. Cleaver.
I'd like some, too, if there's any left. Thanks.
Well, boys, what do you hear from your friend Eddie Haskell these days?
Yes, has he moved back home yet?
Moved home? Well, gee, Mom, why would he do that?
Well, I don't know. I just thought maybe the novelty of living alone had worn off.
Golly, no. He's having a ball.
Yeah, that guy's really living it up. The only time he's been back home is to get clean sheets.
Well, I wonder if Eddie is enjoying a meal like this in his room tonight.
Oh, he's doing very well, Mr. Cleaver. He's been buying TV dinners.
Has he ever done television set?
Not yet. He eats the TV dinners and listens to the radio.
Well, he's quite the gourmet, isn't he?
Come on in.
Thank you, Mr. Cleaver. Good evening, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Eddie.
I guess you folks know that I'm living by myself now.
Yes, we did hear something about that.
Yes, it's quite a responsibility, being the head of a household. Tradespeople to contend with, taxes.
Taxes? Did you buy, Eddie, or are you renting?
Oh, renting. I meant taxes on groceries and things.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they can be quite a problem.
Yes, sir. Is Wallace around?
Yes, he's up in his room. Clarence is up there with him. Go on up.
Thank you, sir. Oh, by the way, Mrs. Cleaver, I found a quaint little bakery over on Hudson Avenue. You should try it sometime. Very reasonable.
Thank you, Eddie. Maybe I will.
Hi, man.
Hi, Eddie.
Just thought I'd drop by and see what's doing with the shut-ins.
Yeah, glad you did. Must be kind of lonesome sitting in that little room by yourself.
Lonesome? What do you mean? One of the reasons I came by is to get away from the clan.
The clan? What clan?
The gang at the apartment. I've been there almost a week and they beat a path to my door every night.
Boy, that must be great. No one telling you when to go to bed. No one telling you when to get up.
Yeah, I should have made the move 10 years ago.
Eddie, 10 years ago, you weren't old enough to put your underwear on right side out.
Don't be envious, Sam. I got this thing made and you know it.
Boy, Eddie, it must be something being your own boss.
I've always been my own boss, Squirt. Somebody throw a blanket over the kid or something. Hey, how about you two lads popping by some of these evenings for dinner?
And sit by the radio with the TV dinner?
I'm way past that. I got a system. I light the fire, and I put some grease in a pan, and I get a lot of smoke going. Then from all over the apartment, the girls come running to see who's gonna cook for poor little helpless Eddie.
No kidding?
You ought to see him fighting to see who's gonna cook my dinner for me.
Boy, Eddie, how'd you work it so you could move out on your family?
There's nothing to it. You just tell your father you're gonna live alone and then you walk out before he starts bawling.
The only time your dad'll start bawling is when you move back home.
Who left your cage open?
Gee, I don't think my dad would bawl. I think he'd slug me.
Well, whenever you guys see the light, you let me know. I'll speak to Mrs. Evans.
Who's Mrs. Evans?
My landlady. She'll give you a break on her rent.
Yeah?
Well, only because of me. She doesn't want to lose me. Says the place is really livened up since I moved in. I'll see you guys. Oh, Wally, about that dinner at my place. I'm free tomorrow night and it's Saturday. You and Lump could drop by for dinner and spend the night.
Boy, that'd be neat. Well, I don't know. I'll have to ask my parents first.
Great. I'll see you guys. Come on to my house. My house, come on. I'm going to give you candy.
Man. Lumpy already called his dad, and it's all right with him for Saturday night.
Oh, I don't know, Wally.
Well, gee, Daddy, it's just overnight, and after all, Eddie's my best friend.
Well, I guess there wouldn't be any harm in it if you fellows behave yourselves.
Well, sure. You can't blame the guy for wanting to show his place off.
All right, Wally.
Thanks a lot, Dad. Hey, Mom, it's all set.
What's all set?
Oh, just that Wally and Clarence are going over to Eddie's for dinner tomorrow night.
Over to Eddie's? Oh, Ward, I don't know. I don't like the idea of Wally getting home too late.
Oh, he won't be getting home too late, Mom. Dad gave him permission to stay overnight.
Oh. Well,
if you think it's all right.
Well, now, look, dearie, if you think there's something wrong...
Oh, no, no. If you gave him permission, well, then it's fine.
Well, but...
That's Richard. Tell him it's page 62 in the civics book.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Haskell. Yes, Eddie was over here this evening. Yes, as a matter of fact, he asked Wally and some of the other boys over for dinner tomorrow night and to spend the night. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yes, yes, I can see your point. Yeah. Well, I'll be glad to cooperate. Yeah. Sure thing. All right, goodbye.
Is Eddie's father upset about something?
Yes, he is. They feel that Eddie may be weakening about coming home, and they're afraid if the boys make a big fuss over him or encourage him, it might just aggravate the whole problem.
They're right, Dad. You know, it just might aggravate the whole problem.
Beaver, your father and I are discussing something. Would you mind going upstairs?
Okay, Mom. Boy, this is the second time this week you guys have chased me out of the room. Things are really jumping around here.
Ward, we can't let Wally spend the night with Eddie now, knowing Mr. Haskell's attitude.
Yeah, I know. The only thing I have to do is find some graceful way to withdraw my permission. You know what would have made all this a lot simpler?
What?
If Eddie'd run away to sea and become a millionaire.
What are you doing, Wally?
I'm looking for that gray sport coat to wear to Eddie's tomorrow night.
I wouldn't look too hard if I were you.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I just happen to know something.
You don't know so much.
I know a lot more than some people think I know.
That still isn't so much.
I know Dad's going to come up here and tell you you can't go to Eddie's tomorrow night.
Look, Beaver, Dad already said I could go. When he says something, he means it.
Okay, okay.
Oh, hi, boys.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Well, what are you fellas up to?
Wally's just checking his jacket toward Eddie's tomorrow night.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, Beaver. Wally, something's happened that kind of changes things up. And, well, I don't want you to go to Eddie's tomorrow.
Do you want me to put your jacket back in the closet, Wally?
Gee, Dad, you already said I could go.
Look, I'll explain it all to you eventually. But for right now, can't you just go along with me and call it off?
Well, sure, sure I can. If I have to.
Well, thanks, Wally.
Hey, look, come on. You said you know so much. What's going on, anyway?
Well, Dad got a telephone call from Mr. Haskell. It's got something to do with not messing Eddie up any more than he's messed up right now.
Hi, Lump. Hey, Wally, what's up? About a half an hour ago, I'm sitting in my room watching Captain Kangaroo, and my pop walks in and lowers the boom on me.
Well, maybe your pop doesn't want you watching Captain Kangaroo.
No, it's not that. It's just that he started yelling at me and telling me I couldn't go to Eddie's tonight.
Well, yeah, well, I can't go either.
Yeah? What happened?
I don't know. I asked my father, and he said he'd explain it to me later.
I asked my father, and he asked me if I was looking for a fat lip.
Hey, look, Eddie doesn't have a phone over to his place, so why don't you drive over there now and let him know we're not coming?
No, my dad told me to stay away from that Eddie. And I got to keep him in a good humor till that letter from the highway patrol comes.
What'd you do now?
Well, they stopped me for driving without a front license plate.
Well, what happened to your front plate?
I don't know. Must have fell off.
Yeah. Well, look, I'll try to get hold of Eddie and tell him we can't make it tonight.
Okay. I better be going now.
Boy, Dad, that Lumpy sure is a neat driver, isn't he?
Yes, real neat.
Say, Dad, would it be okay if I went over to Eddie's for a couple minutes?
Well, what for, Wally?
Well, he doesn't have a phone over at his place, and I want to let him know we're not going to be able to make it tonight.
Oh. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Can I go to your dad?
What do you want to go for, Beaver?
Well, I want to see how Eddie's living it up in his rented room.
Oh. Well, I guess it'll be all right. But maybe Eddie doesn't want to see you.
Oh, that never bothers me, Dad. Come on, Wally. Well, Wally, this is kind of a crummy neighborhood for a rich guy like Eddie.
Yeah, I think this is it, Dave. See, there it is.
Yes, boys?
Oh, I was looking for Eddie Haskell.
Oh, well, this is his room, but he's not in. I was just straightening up. I never saw such a housekeeper as he is. Don't know when he'll be back.
Well, I just wanted to see him about something.
Well, I'm glad somebody came to see him. That is the loneliest boy I ever saw in my life.
Lonely? What about all the girls who come rushing in to cook his dinner?
Girls? Oh, Sonny. The youngest boomer I got here outside of Eddie is Mr. Mannings, and he's 65. That's what he tells the Social Security board. That Eddie. Last evening I came in here with some fresh linen, and do you know what he was having for dinner? A bowl of cornflakes and a tin of sardines. Now, isn't that something?
Oh. Well, I think we better get going now.
Who should I tell him called?
Well, maybe you better not say anything, and we'll come back and see him some other time.
You do that. Just a minute, boys. I want to show you something. You come here with me.
Hey, Wally, look. He's got a green sweatshirt.
Yes, and green shorts, and green T-shirt, and green pants.
But they're all straight.
He did his own washing, and he put all the clothes in together, including a pair of green socks.
You're not supposed to do that?
No, son. Certain colors run. And in this case, practically everything he owns is a sickly green. Well, boy, this is what I wanted to show you. Now, I have strict orders against this, but I don't think he knows I know about it. You just take a look. Hey, Wally, a dog.
Hiya, fella.
This is Eddie's dog?
He went down to the pound and got him so he wouldn't be so lonesome at night.
Golly. Now, come on, take it easy, fella.
He cries even louder at night. And you know something, boys? I've got a sneaking suspicion that this dog isn't the only one that feels like crying.
Yeah. Well...
You ask me, the best thing for everybody would be for that boy to move back with his family.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we should really be going.
Sure you don't want to leave a message for him?
No, thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Oh, here comes Eddie.
Too late to bet, he's already seen us.
What do you say, Wally?
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, creep, you got a visa to come into my neighborhood?
We were just taking a shortcut.
Hey, look, Eddie, look, about tonight.
Oh, yeah, I just picked up some extra goodies here.
Just one thing, though. The girls in my apartment house, the ones who always cook my dinner. They went away for the weekend, skiing or something.
Yeah, well, that's
so
okay,
I told the butcher to hold the roast beef. I thought we could just have hamburgers and potato chips, you know, kind of a picnic. My landlady said we could use a barbecue out back. No use dirtying up my place.
Look, Eddie, I'm not going to be able to make it tonight.
You mean you aren't coming?
No.
Oh, I get it. Your mom and dad won't let you.
Yeah, that's right. My mom and dad won't let me.
Tough, Junior, tough. But Lumpy and I'll have a ball.
Well, Eddie, Lumpy can't make it either.
Hey, Wally, what's with the kid here? Is he a comedian?
Well, Beaver's right, Eddie. Lumpy's father won't let him come either.
Oh, so all of a sudden you guys are against me, huh?
No, it's not that, Eddie.
Skip it. I'm not Oliver Twist or somebody. I got lots of pals.
Maybe sometime when you kids get out of the nursery. See you, children.
You know what? If Eddie wasn't such a wise guy, well, I almost feel sorry for him.
You know something, Beef? I feel sorry for him anyway.
Wally, when did you find out that Eddie Haskell was moving back home?
Oh, today at school. Well, just how did all this come about?
Eddie's version was that his folks came crawling to him and on bended knees begged him to come home.
And what really happened?
Well, I heard that Mrs. Evans, that's Eddie's landlady, called Mrs. Haskell and told her how Eddie was getting along and said that she thought Eddie'd be much better off if he moved back home. So yesterday the Haskells went down and picked up Eddie and his dog.
I see. But how did Mrs. Evans know how to get in touch with Mrs. Haskell?
Well, I guess somebody must have told her.
Wally?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, Wally, I think that was fine. And I also think that after all this, Eddie may be a lot happier with his folks.
You know, I'm even glad it worked out this way.
You're glad?
Yeah, it must have been sad, living in that old, dark, beat-up room.
Beaver, I didn't think you'd ever care what happened to Eddie.
Well, mostly I was thinking about the dog.
Up next in TV Land, Eddie's Marines. And stay tuned for Gomer Pyle USMC. Twice.
Shazam!
It's the perfect way to enjoy your twice as nice morning.
Perfect dance is perfect dance.
Next, only in TV Land.